What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Gospel Enough podcast. So, as flawed human beings, we tend to have a pattern to try to be comfort seekers and not so much cross bearers. So, today I'm going to be reading another devotional. I know I've been doing devotionals a lot, but I've just been coming across some really cool ones I want to share. But today we're going to be reading a devotional called Snuggie Theology. So we'll be discussing how many Christians and even the church try to make everyone as comfortable as possible. But long story short, this needs to stop. So let's get started. Okay, so I'm reading this devotional out of a book that I went through. It's called Not a Fan Daily Devotional by Kyle Eidelman. I'll put a link to it in the podcast description so you guys can just like look up the link and find where this book is sold at. But this devotional is called Snuggie Theory, and the verse that goes with it is Mark chapter 8, verse 35. It says, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." Mark chapter 8, verses 35. So go check that verse out a little bit more. Let's get started. We are by nature comfort seekers, not cross bearers. We are the people of the lazy boy, the day spa, and the snuggie. Have you seen those products advertised? It's a blanket with sleeves. At first, I thought it was a ridiculous idea, but the more I saw the Snuggie, the more I wanted one. So when my wife asked me what I wanted for Valentine's Day, I was surprised by the words that came out of my mouth. I want a Snuggie. That's a phrase you never plan on saying as a grown man. I was excited about a blanket with sleeves. When it arrived, I put it on and thought, wait a second, I already have one of these. This is just a bathrobe that you put on backwards. Unfortunately, many churches have developed what I call Snuggie theology. They try to make sure everyone is as comfortable as possible. They promise health and wealth to all who follow Jesus. They promise you a luxury car and a beautiful home. But contrast the image of the Snuggie with the image of the cross. One represents ease, the other symbolizes pain. One promises comfort, the other calls for sacrifice. Yet people buy into this Snuggie theology until their finances run out, their family falls apart, or their health takes a turn for the worse. That's when they start to question God, suspecting that he isn't holding up his end of the deal. When they expected to put on a comfortable Snuggie, they are not going to be happy when they are told to take up a cross. For the Christ follower, the slogan is, "Die daily," and the symbol is the cross. The point is the ultimate surrender of yourself, your dreams, your accomplishments, your comfort. You see, when you're dead, you're no longer concerned with your life. Instead, you are free to live for Christ. Denying today. What are the implications of dying daily for you personally? Can you think of anything you've lost for the sake of following Christ? When have you denied yourself in a way that actually made you uncomfortable? Okay, so that was the devotional. I'm just going to go over a few parts that really stuck out to me. The first part said, unfortunately, many churches have developed what I call Snuggie theology. They try to make sure everyone is as comfortable as possible. They promise health and wealth to all who follow Jesus. They promise you a luxury car and a beautiful home. But contrast the image of the Snuggie with the image of the cross. One represents ease, the other symbolizes pain. One promises comfort, the other calls for sacrifice. So when I first read that devotional, I started thinking about, what's it called? Prosperity gospel? I think it's called the prosperity gospel or prosperity theology. It's one of those things. It's where people believe that you can basically promise health to people who follow Jesus, or promise wealth, or promise that you're going to be really rich, or promise you're not going to have any health issues, or promise luxury cars, or promise beautiful homes. It's this prosperity gospel that people believe. They're like, oh, I follow Jesus, so I should live amazing in life. I shouldn't have any struggles. And that's what Kyle Eidelman is talking about. It's this Snuggie theology. Many churches have had their members believe that living for Christ is easy. Living for Christ means you're going to have this life of comfort and luxury, which is absolutely false. sometimes different churches make it seem like you're never going to go through anything bad as a Christian and you're just going to live life comfortably. Like it said, the snuggie or this prosperity gospel, the image isn't the cross. It just represents ease and it represents comfort. But when you really are focusing on the cross, when you're really focusing on Christ, you're going to go through pain and you're going to go through sacrifice. But that's something that this prosperity gospel doesn't want to teach. Another thing that was pretty interesting, it says, you see, when you're dead to your sins, you're no longer concerned with your life. Instead, you are free to live for Jesus. I really like that. So when you just give your life to Christ, when you surrender your life to Him, you're no longer concerned with your life, with all these earthly things like, oh, luxury cars, a beautiful home, perfect health. You're more focused on living for Jesus and living for His mission. But I really like this devotional. I watched this movie with my family. I forgot the name of it, but it basically talked about a whole bunch of prosperity gospel preachers and how their teaching is false, and how having this snuggy theology is very damaging to the church, very damaging to Christians, and very damaging to non-believers, because when they hear about this snuggy theology, they think, oh, it's really interesting, but this snuggy theology, you're not really focused on Christ, you're more focused on yourselves and how you can stay as comfortable as possible. But if I find the name of that movie, I'll make sure to add it in the little description thing under this episode. But one other thing I wanted to mention, when I first read the title Snuggy Theology, I thought of how sometimes churches or pastors don't really want to talk about certain topics during their sermon. This also goes to the point where churches want to keep their members comfortable. So some churches want to keep their members so comfortable that they won't bring up topics like homosexuality or adultery or divorce or just things like that. They refuse to bring up topics like that because they want everyone to stay comfortable. Or they won't bring up the topic of being saved. They won't talk about hell. They won't talk about how if you don't have a relationship with Christ, you're going to hell. And the main person I can think of is Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen is a preacher. I don't really like him that much, but he is more of a motivational speaker than a pastor to me. He's very much focused on making sure people are comfortable in his church. He proclaims to be a Christian, but he has atheists go to his services. He has Muslims go to his services. He has Buddhists go to his services. And there's nothing wrong with atheists or Muslims or Buddhists going to a Christian church, but they are so comfortable in that church. If a Muslim or a Buddhist or an atheist walked up into a Christian church that was really preaching the gospel, they should feel convicted. They shouldn't feel comfortable. But in Joel Osteen's church, he's so focused on making sure that his members are comfortable and that they don't feel convicted. So he doesn't preach the truth. And so that's why he has several atheists and Muslims and people of other religions coming into his church just relaxing. They don't feel convicted. They just go in there just to get a good motivational speech spoken to them. But all that to say, this snuggy theology is very damaging. Trying to keep your members as comfortable as possible, trying to stay as comfortable as possible as a Christian is dangerous. Because as a Christian, we're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to be put in uncomfortable situations. As long as we bear the cross, as long as we go out and preach the gospel, we're going to get looked at a weird way. And we're going to be uncomfortable sometimes. We might as well get used to it. But I want to stress this enough. Like Mark chapter 8 verse 35 says, it said, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. The last part says, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. If you give your life to Christ, sorry, that's my little room spray thing. But if you give your life to Christ, and if you really just give up being comfortable, Your life will be saved if you give your life to Christ, if you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you stop trying to live so comfortable as a Christian. It says you will be saved. Your life will be saved. But, yeah, this was an interesting episode. It was just me reading a devotional and talking. But think about these questions. I said it while I was reading the devotional. But the questions are this. The first one, what are the implications of dying daily for you personally? Second, can you think of anything or anyone you've lost for the sake of following Christ? And number three, when have you denied yourself in a way that actually made you uncomfortable? So think on those three questions today. But with all of that, let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to read that devotional and go through it. I really thank you for just presenting a new devotional to me every single week that I'm just on fire to share. This snuggy theology, being comfortable in church, is a real issue, Lord. So please help us as Christians be convicted when we see ourselves getting too comfortable with how we're living. But thank you for the listener. Please just watch over them. Please allow them to always stay curious, to learn more about who you are and how to have a better relationship with you and how to fall more in love with you every single day. Thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.